we're going to talk a little bit about our mixing problem that we discussed last week. First of all, though, I should mention that the podcast version of these conversations can be found where?
On Science 360, the National Science Foundation's podcast and video streaming site and app for the iPhone and other platforms.
We are getting rich off of this.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
No, it's quite an honor to be there.
Yeah, it's terrific.
Very good. Let's see. Last week, this question about mixing red wine and water.
That's right. So we had two 10-ounce containers. And
right.
We repeat at will, you know, take 3 ounces from one, add it to the other, stir it, take 3 ounces back from the other and put it in the first one, stir it. And just do that over and over again. And can you ever reach 50% of each?
And my guess is no.
Well, that's a good.
That's okay.
Right. That's right. You're right. So actually analyzing it turns out to be a little bit hard to describe on the radio because really, frankly, it turns out to be a complete mess. And that's kind of the point, is it just gets messier and messier. But there's a simpler problem which we can explain really easily, and it has the same principle. So instead, let's take some container with liquid in it, and it's got some very precise number of, let's say, water molecules.
Okay.
It's just water. And now we're going to repeatedly add at will, whatever sequence you like, remove half or either remove 50% or add 50% more.
Okay.
So either take if we have a certain amount, we'd either have 1.5 times as much at the next step or half as much at the next step.
Right.
And we can do that over and over again. And the question is, can we ever get back to the original amount?
No. Yes.
Good. Both answers, one or the other, 50%. Well, no, we can't. And we can see why, because if we have some original amount, let's just call that we have 1 glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
And now each time, if we're going to do one of two things. If we remove half, we're going to be multiplying that amount by half.
Right.
Or if we add half again, we'd be multiplying by 3/2.
Right.
So we're just multiplying a whole bunch of 1/2 and 3/2 together. And check this out. When I do that, no matter how I do this, I'm going to have some power of 2 in the bottom. I'm going to have some fraction. In the denominator, it'll be some power of 2.
Right.
2 to the whatever.
Right.
And in the top, it'll be some power of 3. Well, those will never cancel.
Right. Because you need 2 and on top of 2.
Right.
And right.
3's. So no power of 3 is equal to any power of 2, which is actually more profound than it sounds, I suppose.
Hey, also last week, you were asking us what could be possibly significant about our new year, 2012, as a number.
Well, the leading contender right now is from our friend Harry Kaplan.
Oh, thank you, Harry.
And but there's an issue with it.
Uh-oh.
So let me tell you what it is.
Okay.
And then let's go for it. So this is the year 2012.
Yes.
Okay. You've got a calculator?
I do.
I think all of our listeners should be whipping out their pocket calculators here.
Wait. I went to Compass.
You know, people these days actually do have pocket calculators because they have smartphones.
Right. That's what I'm using, actually.
Right. So maybe that would have been a bit of a
is there a slide rule app?
You know, I'm going to check. I'm
sure
there
is. I bet there is. All right.
Okay.
What do you want me to do with this calculator?
Okay, so take 2012.
The number.
Everybody's doing this who's listening. And square it.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Now, what do you get?
4,048,144.
Okay, so 4,048,144.
Correct.
Great. Okay, now let's take the original number, 2012, and reverse the digits, so it's 2102.
2102. You want me to square that, I suppose.
And square that, yeah.
I knew that was what you were going to say. Okay, now I get 4,418,404.
Now, this is the cool thing. Look, if we take 2012 and square it, okay, that's one thing. If I reverse the digits and square that, that's the reverse of the digits. So the square of the reverse is the reverse of the square.
That is wow,
kind of
that's
bizarre.
Very – I think that's pretty cool. That could be why 2012 is so unique.
Well.
Oh, there's always a well.
It actually works, for example, for 2011 as well. And,
oh.
And even for 2010, if we allow ourselves the luxury of having a bunch of extra zeros at the front, it'll work for that. Oh. So I didn't –
So what's happening there?
Well, that's this week's puzzle. Is how common is this? What's going on? And then also, beat this, folks. Yeah. Harry, you'll still get a prize.
Okay. Well, now, I can tell you right off the top of my head, I can think of several other numbers where if you reverse the digits, 22, 33.
Oh, well, come on. yeah, that's certainly true. Although, let's try 12. 12 squared is 144.
Right, and 21 squared?
441.
Oh, okay. Smart guy.
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, it's useful to know all those
things. Yes, yes. Okay.
For some of us.
All right, so email us. Tell us what's even better about 2012 than that.
That's right. mathfactor@uark.edu, and of course the website mathfactor.uark.edu, and we will see you on Science 360 as well.
Sounds great. Thanks, Haim.
Thank you, Kyle.